Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF. WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Well, we're back at the State Farmers Market for another hour. I hadn't seen a drop of rain. I think it's supposed to rain this afternoon. I haven't looked at my radar. Monica, did you get some rain down in Benson this week?
We have had quite a bit this week. It has been, I guess you could say, enough for a little bit. We've had some good showers, and we've had a lot right here at the market too. So, and we're still open. You know, we get a lot of calls whenever it's raining or there's storms predicted, but the market's always open.
Yeah.
We have a lot of areas that are enclosed that you can shop, or the covered areas down where our farmers area is. The majority of our shopping is undercover, so grab your umbrella and rain jacket and just come on out and get your shopping done.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking. I have a semi-professional radar here, and there's really nothing close to us.
Yeah, I think they're saying later this afternoon. I heard was them.
But I don't see a lot moving our way. I'll tell you, Dave, if you're down in Georgia and South Carolina and Florida, you're going to face some things. And then to the north of us from Richmond, Virginia Beach, and out on our Outer Banks, they're getting rain. But we, I don't know, not right now. I don't know where that front is. I think the front is still way out there if I'm looking at this right. So I don't know. At any rate, it's very pleasant here. It seemed kind of, there's Christine. There's just... I was afraid it was going to be real humid, but it feels this nice little breeze under here.
Nice
now, what I keep forgetting, what is this building called?
We're
I called it the Convocation Center.
Is that the Event Center? We're just down under. We've kind of
event
call it our porch under the Event Center at the Event Center. Just down where the plant area is, if you're coming down through the farmer's area, look up to your left and sort of up on a little hill at our event center area. And always a fun place, a fun time to have you guys here.
I have a question.
Chris, actually, don't pick it up with your hands like that. Get your utensils.
Monica, my mother just called, asked for some strawberries because she can't get out here today. She is in Northern Orange County. Where do I go to get strawberries? Would I go over there or?
Back down to this way up our farmer's area.
Okay.
There's still lots of strawberries here.
If you go over there, that's a wholesale area. You get more. It depends. Is she going to make some jam or jelly?
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah. And you can buy them by the flat and bucket up in our farmer's area.
Yeah, it just depends. You ask her how many she wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that would depend. But, the strawberries, the strawberries are really coming
in
now.
They're still here. You know, all this rain and depending on what the weather does. You know, it's getting towards the end of May. Strawberries started a little bit early this year, so hopefully they're still going to hang around a while. But come get them while they're here. It's one of those things, you know, how the weather can change, and sometimes something can. I was talking to a farmer the other day that's down in Robeson County, and they actually said that they were finished already with their strawberries. So they're down right near the South Carolina line, but they had already finished up. So it just depends on what part of the state the growers are in. But right now, still lots of strawberries. We have blueberries. We have peaches. So it's one of those favorite times when we have all three. Yeah. And squash, zucchini are starting to come in. We have greenhouse tomatoes and cucumbers and that sort of thing. And just so much you can come and shop for in the State Farmers Market. As the saying goes, grown, raised, caught, and made right here in North Carolina. So many different products that you can find here on a daily basis.
We're blueberries.
Here 7 days a week.
We're starting to get into prime season.
Blueberries, this is a great year for blueberries. They are
peaches
amazing.
Peaches also. Yes. So far, peaches. Sounds like we're going to have a good year for the peaches. But blueberries, I have eaten quite a few blueberries this week.
That's awesome.
I picked up a whole flat earlier.
If you want to snack on something.
Yes. That's excellent. Yes. Yep.
Eat blueberries.
They are good.
Wait a minute. Turn that thing on.
Hey, have you noticed that your skin is sort of turning blue? All those blueberries?
It is not.
Well, it could. I don't know. I
eat them all the time. I eat them every morning with some yogurt when I get them. But I like the ones that are not overripe, that are not big. I like small ones that are just turned blue or getting kind of maroony.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the kinds I like.
Wow, it's a little tart to them, but.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, you know, they're still semi-sweet, but I don't like the real sweet ones.
Oh, man, I just love blueberries, but I do like them ripe.
I do, too.
I do, too. And you had, you know, we're talking about buying them already ready to go, but you can also buy blueberry bushes. I saw some bushes down there that are loaded with blueberries right now, and so you can grow your own. So.
And they are an ornamental plant.
They are. They're beautiful. I mean,
great color in the fall.
Like, they have a nice 3 to 4 seasons. I mean, great fall color when they're budded in the stems in the wintertime, and then as we're coming out of winter into early spring, those flowers just start. Just such a gorgeous color. So, yep.
I was telling Christine, one of my many bosses. How many bosses does a person need? Christine is also a plants person. You garden a lot.
I do.
So you really like this place.
I do. Yeah. I love this place. I garden a lot because I need a lot of therapy, and it's much, well, I was going to say it's much cheaper, but it's really
not
therapy. Less expensive.
Gee whiz.
It's much more expensive at this point.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's very true. And Rufus, you've always subscribed to that it is therapy.
Totally. Totally. And by the way, she makes the best cook. What's that special?
It's kind of Eastern European bread.
Yeah, the bread. Oh, my gosh.
It's stolen. Stolen, yeah. Now, I associate that
is
with
that
Germany,
from a
but it's.
German recipe or no?
No.
No. It's from an Italian recipe.
Okay.
But they probably all come from the same place.
Yeah.
So, but yes, all statesmen. George Washington talked about how he gardened for therapy and how it was the thing that kept him safe.
I've told you your yard's kind of like George Washington because he didn't grow fescue or centipede grass. He had clover and all kinds of stuff out there.
And he had some trees a little bit older than mine. Mine are only
a little bit
over 100.
They're young.
Yeah, but young it's worked for you. It relaxes you, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I pruned roses this morning before I came.
Did you really?
I thought it was going to pour the rain this afternoon.
Huh. What kind of roses?
Knockout.
Knockout? Oh, okay. Well, they really need need pruning occasionally.
Yeah, they're still. I haven't had one kind of rosetta on them. I'm about ready to go back to my grandmother had something called Old Rambling Rose.
And
it's a climber.
Pink. Yep.
Is that a name, Rambling Rose? I don't.
It is.
Well, for Nat King Cole, it was.
It also could be the petite Scotch rose that whatever came out of Wilmington from across the pond.
Yeah.
The old country. As Andy Griffith used to say. Well. Yeah, okay, so normally you wouldn't prune roses right now.
Anytime you deadhead, well, that's what I meant by that. When y'all were there, they were at their peak, and now they're all wilted over.
You timed that perfect.
They're pruned already.
Is that why you have that party at that time, because so many things are at their peak?
You had it earlier this year, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I decided
yeah.
A little bit earlier.
Didn't want it to be 110 degrees.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
So, Christine, you do organic gardening, I'm sure.
For the most part, yes. Everything that I can. I had to spray some of my trees because they were beetle infested. But most of the stuff that I do is organic. Every weekend I go to a farm, which is why I'm dressed the way I am right now. And I get, I basically scoop for poop. So I
We talk about manure a lot on this show.
Yes.
For goodness sake.
So I do that, and I try to do as much organic gardening as I can.
Okay. Well, that's good. Healthy. Do you have, looking out there behind you, you can't see that, but you've already seen this too. Do you have any plants out there that you really like? Or do you like hydrangeas?
Love the hydrangeas. I see the knockout roses back there. There was somebody who had a whole bunch of microgreens growing.
I saw those, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, can you use fatback to cook microgreens?
I guess you could.
That's right.
Yeah, that would work.
You need fatback to make those things taste
good. So you don't like microgreens?
Oh, yes, I do.
I was wondering if you were going to...
You're not going to trip me up on kale.
Crystal, that's what reporters are supposed to do.
I don't care for kale, and these folks think I'm a weirdo.
I'm not a big kale person either. How
about that?
Oh, kale.
And yeah. I'm a vegetarian, so yeah. I'm not a big kale
person.
But
we've had kale chips and...
Flash fried, they're good.
Kind of, you know, different types of. I mean, there are different types of kale. I'm sure there's some that's not as sharp.
Yeah.
The dinosaur kale and
the cheesecake kale is my favorite kind.
The
cheesecake kale.
Toscano kale. Toscano kale. That's good.
Mess up a cheesecake. It's like
a new hybrid that hasn't. No, still working on it.
It's not made with in a cheesecake. It's that's the name of it.
Well, that's enough. Just the name. That's like putting rhubarb in strawberry pie. Why do you want to mess that up? And by the way, Monica, I have a person named Judy who's coming into town to pick up some hellebore.
Uh-huh.
Tell her where to come.
Hellebore.
Are you worried she's not going to get here?
Well, yeah, she's done text me that she's coming.
She's
okay.
So
all right, good.
Just tell her to come right down by the plant area, and it's the event center area that's up on the little hill, you can say, from the plant area. Under the shed, right across.
We're the convocation center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want
to go. Sort of look where you see a goofy looking guy.
Yeah. There's the
named Rufus.
With a big head.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With the seafood restaurant.
Are you implying there's more than one?
Nope.
Is that what your enemies used to say about you? You had a big head?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Or had the big head?
Yeah.
Hubris.
I said more brains.
Yes. There you go.
By the way, Christine, I'm writing another book.
Okay.
And part of a good chapter of that book is going to be on gardening and your mental health.
I like it.
There is no doubt about it.
Feel free to interview me.
Well, don't you worry. Don't worry. It will be. Yeah.
I have an affection for both.
Yeah.
Do you really?
You like to keep both of them around?
Yeah. Mental health and gardening.
An affection and an affliction.
I certainly believe in mental health. Don't you?
Definitely.
As manager of the farmer's market, do you have a headache here and there?
There are some here and there.
But you look relaxed right now. Are you relaxed?
I'm sitting
It's Saturday. She got through the week.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you guys. I always love listening to all the conversations, and it's always
do
fun.
We
so
do we
get a chance to
relax
sit.
You? I mean, does it relax you to listen to the Weekend Gardener?
It does, and just to sit down, that's some.
Now,
days that's a, that's relaxing.
Bill Stone, who is head of the, I was so glad to meet Bill. He's the head of the Extension Service in Lee County, and we were on with him a couple of weeks ago, and he said that that he started listening to the show years ago because his grandfather had a workshop, and they would go into the workshop on a Saturday morning, and he'd flip the light switch, so the lights would come on, but also the radio, and the radio was on WPTF.
There you go.
So he listened to the. That's how he started listening to the Weekend Gardener.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
And we're always thrilled to have you guys here, and you're talking about therapy with gardening. It definitely is. I always say the plants don't talk back, so.
Well, I don't know. Some mental health issues where they would, I think.
Yes.
Elsa, you talk to your plants?
I guess they talk back whenever they need water and stuff like that.
They talk back.
Oh, never.
Oh,
never.
Okay. All right. You're just not admitting it, are you?
No. You know what most babies' first words are, don't you?
Wawa.
No, in the plant world. They go, "Bacabacabaco, porchilaco, bacabacabaco, porchilaco."
No, they don't. That's what parents do.
They do.
Not a little baby.
Porchilaco, every baby says.
That's a chicken.
I'm prescribing more gardening for you.
That's a chicken.
Should I take a commercial break, Christine, or talk
that,
to Judy
probably.
And Carrie?
I think you should talk to Judy and Carrie.
All right. Well, let's go talk to Judy and Carrie. Good morning, Judy.
Well, good morning. Thank you for all your fun stuff. I love the Saturday morning break.
Thank you.
I'm having a really big problem with my rosette.
Rosette, huh?
Yeah.
It is eating up my beautiful Floribunda rose garden, and I've lost two in the last 2 weeks. I'm so sick about it, and the rest of the roses look very bad today. I don't know.
Get them all out of there, Judy. Get them all out, dirt as much dirt as you can. And don't leave them at home, right, Nelsa?
Don't burn them. Carrie would not like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't do that.
They need to be bagged and tagged, bagged. So, regrettably, if you do have that, well, first of all, let's just discuss why that you have that or why that occurs in gardening areas, homeowner areas. Is basically because once the pest gets to it, it's inoculating the plant with the
virus. It's a mite.
It is. Yeah. So it's inoculating the plant with the virus. So, you know, the preventative is to be preventative, which most in cases with roses, it does take, unfortunately, chemicals to be able to control that. So that's why I don't have roses in my gardens. But they're beautiful, and I love to enjoy them. But you have to be preventative to prevent that mite from transferring the virus. Because kind of once you get the virus, it's very, very hard to correct or fix or prune out or get past that because it just gets into the plant system. So, preventative, if you have roses that don't have it, then run down to your garden center. It's probably going to take a couple different types of pesticides because you don't want them to build up immunity to one. So there are some rose sprays. There are some that can be applied as a drench, which would be what my preference is to get into the plant system. But you also will have to do probably some contact spray.
A drench, which means pouring around the base of the plant.
Yeah, you're basically watering this product into the plant so that the plant can take it up through its self.
And a lot of plants prefer that. I mean, house plants prefer that.
Yeah.
Many of them, and tomatoes certainly prevent disease, don't you?
I just plant 100, and I hope that one or two take, and I get tomatoes. I don't use any chemicals.
I'm just talking about water.
Yeah. Oh, water.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, these roses at home are rose knockouts. I'm talking about.
I've
used Bayer 3-in-1.
That is a good product.
And I've never had any.
Bonide is a good product. And like I say, sometimes if there's an immunity or you have lots of neighbors around you that are using different things, then you may have to add a second, like a pyrimethrin, which is organic, or even a permethrin. So,
Well, okay. I have the rose folks that come and take care of my roses. And
yeah, okay, well, that's smart.
Get on them.
Yeah.
I'm getting on them. And if I lose my drop-dead red and my Julia Child, I'm going to be upset.
Ooh,
You know, they're just looking horrible. I'm looking at them right now. And I know that there's one that has it right now, and they're coming back next week to dig it up. So I should go out and dig it up and bag it today, right?
I would.
Or, if you feel like it.
If you need to piecemeal it down, I mean, take some pruners, definitely sterilize them after you use it and before you touch anything else.
Yeah.
That's probably how I've spread them, because I keep clipping the roses and giving them away. And throw one leads to another, I guess. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and the wind and rain, I mean, that can spread it as well.
Yeah, I think you need to have a good stern talk with your rose keepers.
I mean, we haven't even had really any hot weather, but I imagine they came on during that 3 weeks of, like from the second week of April all the way through the end of April, first of May. It just did not rain, and it was dry, and it was hot.
Yeah.
And that's probably when the infestation started to happen.
Okay, good. Well, I guess I'm going to lose it, because I've got underground sprinklers and everything else, and it just makes me so sad.
Well, this is Judy Day. We had Judy Montague come by and bring us some food, some sweets, and Judy is on her way to pick up a plant of Rufus, and now you're here, Judy.
Yeah,
so well.
I bought some of Miss Judy's salsa down there. It's so good.
Yeah. I have just one little question about the hellebores. Can I put any hellebores in half sun at
all? If it's morning sun.
No, it's afternoon.
I don't advise it.
Yeah, that it's just going to bake.
Okay, all right. Now I know. Thank you.
Yeah, and I doubt it's going to kill it. It'll come back, but it's still going to suffer at the same time every year.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for your information. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
And, Monica, there are hellebores for sale out here. John at Longview Nursery has all kinds of – we have a hydrangea sitting here that's beautiful. It's a repeat bloomer. And the roses – I think the roses and the hydrangeas are $20. I don't know how you grew that. That's a beautiful plant there.
Oh, stunning.
It's going to stay pink. And he has – a really extraordinary strawberry and cream or something like that.
I saw honeysuckle. It's stunning.
It is.
Beautiful.
And it's a decorative. I don't know if it has fragrance or not, but it's like the coral ones. I've never seen one that color.
It's really pretty.
Quite often around lampposts and things, other structures, you can plant these. It's a vine, obviously, and it's not usually invasive. It can be.
I imagine those are probably fairly sterile. Yeah. I mean, they are going to be fast growing and they can climb, but you can keep it curtailed pretty easily.
I like that kind of invasive as opposed.
You have several invasive plants at your house.
I call it hysteria.
Got about 20 seconds. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh.
So you got a call from Judy's on her way to get her hellebore.
Yeah, Judy, you finished.
We
lost you.
Three
right.
Judys, yeah.
Judy, Judy, Judy. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're back on WPTF at 10:36. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Monica Wood and Nelsa Cox. Sweet Melissa's out here, and we have a studio audience this morning. We're always glad to be here at the State Farmers Market. As I've said so many times, one of my favorite places in the world. I bet Frank Timberlake loves the State Farmers Market, too. If not, he's going to say he does, because he's a great salesman.
One time... the Commissioner of Agriculture couldn't make it out there for the grape stomping. And so Jack Boston with 102, you remember him, Mike?
I love Jack Boston. Yes, sir.
I love Jack Boston. He said, you're head of the state ag bank, Frank. Why don't you come out here and stomp grapes for us? I said, sure. So he did the live remote and everything. And then we got the juice, and then he pulled his boot out, and he said, Jim Graham drank this juice from the boot. And I said right there on the radio, I said, Frank Timberlake will not drink that juice out of that boot.
No, have
please
you ever been...
Please give me a bottle.
Yeah, Rufus, have you ever been participated in a grape stomping?
No, I haven't. I find that very – I worry about people not washing their feet.
I do, too. Did you wash your feet,
exactly.
Frank? Did you wash your feet?
I know you – Oh, yeah. Afterwards, yes, I did. It was kind of sticky and everything. So I got three things I want to talk about. First of all, I want y'all to tell me, I've got an invasive – you were talking about invasive plants. So
yeah.
I've got an invasive plant in my yard. I've identified it as Rufusteria. It's
yeah.
an invasive plant that eats barbecue.
Oh, well, that's
look, you can't kill it then.
Yeah.
That's
really scourge. I know Commissioner Troxler just put out a bulletin on that.
There is no cure for that thing. It will take you and overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Speaking of no cure, and one of your chapters of your new book, Rufus, needs to be about the big head. You may not remember this, but you, as Attorney General, and I'm going back a few years,
yeah.
as Attorney General, you won a big case, and you came down to the Mecca. And I was sitting with all the millionaires, Snow Holden and Frank Daniels, and all of a sudden there, one of them turned around and said, well, you won that one, didn't you? I guess you got the big head now. So, you know, there is documentation here.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Like John Tunnel down at the sanitary restaurant. I've got a steel trap memory, and I don't forget anything.
Yeah.
And we've been I'm in Wilson delivering some art for the Hammond Gallery at the Edna Boykin Center. It's a new display that starts March 30th in Wilson. And we're taking down Spring Concerto, and I want y'all to know I did have some of Linda's Lady Slippers is one of my pieces of art, and that's one of the most beautiful flowers in the world.
Amen.
And I've never found an expert in gardening that could show me how to move them, because every time I've tried to move them, they die.
You gotta have that pine resin or something. They're not.
Are we talking
very
about
easy.
The deciduous azalea?
No, the lady slipper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Frank, I can't. How many times I've tried to bring lady slippers from the mountains, which is foolish anyway, but never got one to live over 2 weeks.
No, I've had them a couple of years.
So I put them on canvas, and she looks at them 365 anyway.
There you go.
So my last thing is, we've been staying up at Carr Lake, and that whirring sound of the cicadas, I thought it was a spaceship, and so the cicadas actually came from a planet called Cicadia, and I stood out there for a whole day waiting for them to beam me up, and they did not.
Yeah, I tell you, they're all over Pittsburgh. I haven't heard of one in Raleigh, but they're in Pittsburgh like crazy, and they fly around, and they look like they're from a different planet.
What about knock me off the mower?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're used to, when I was growing up, June bugs did that, but... You know, dadgum.
I had to know, so I found out that there's a 13-year hatch and a 17 hatch. This is the first time in 200 years
that
the hatches have coincided, and they seem to follow I-40 and 85.
Well.
And I guess that's where the politicians are running, so maybe.
Yeah, that's probably. They coincide, yeah. Cicadas and
remember, I'm recovering, Frank. Just remember that.
What'd you say?
I'm recovering politician.
Yeah.
I got you. So my question is about cicadas. Do they do any damage while they're here to plants?
No, they don't have any moving mouth parts. They don't eat anything.
At least the ones that are out there right now. They got orange eyes.
That really screws Weight Watchers, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, they're gone in a flash. I mean, they get to fly one time. You know, it's all noise and nothing else.
Like a mayfly.
Well, if you're trying to make me feel sorry for them,
no, they don't have any moving mouth parts.
Well, who I feel
there are probably
sorry
a lot
for.
Of people that ought to have that condition too, including me.
Who I feel sorry for is sweet Monica Wood in the middle of all this.
I know she's got to hang around with us. That's the that's the problem. Yeah,
hang in there, dear. The cicada.
Yeah. She's a wonderful manager and a wonderful
Absolutely.
Person. Yeah,
and a lot better looking than Ronnie Beth.
You know, I have said that so many times. Charlie Edwards, Commissioner Graham, all of them, all the past managers, Charlie Murray, those are the only ones I can think of.
Ronnie,
but,
Ronnie Bass, and then Sim McKeever.
Sim, yeah. Sim. All right, so Sim's the only one I left out. Yeah, you're much better than all of them put together.
That's right.
In fact, that put together, I don't know. Sorry, old Ronnie Bass.
Oh, me.
Love
I'm sure Ronnie's not listening this morning. He's probably fishing.
I hope he's having a good time. He is awesome. One fine human being.
He is. He ran a good market and is still running well.
And that's right, and Monica learned a lot from him.
That's right. I wish y'all a great weekend, and do yourself a favor. Go out and plant something.
All right, that's a great idea.
Amen.
I wish I had used that for the last 40 years at the end of the show.
Get your hands dirty.
That's right. Get your hands dirty. Thank you, Frank.
Get your hands dirty. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, Mayor. Thank you.
The only problem he's got is to whether he eats at Dick's Hot Dogs or at Parker's.
Right.
For barbecues. He's got to decide.
Which choice?
Yeah, in Wilson.
He didn't condemn it either like I did.
A barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't really condemn it. You just had a bad day.
I just had a little overfill.
That's right, and they just took it out of context, as the media does, as we reporters have done many times. Wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourishing free from nibbled leaves and trampled flowers? With IMOS Garden deer and rabbit repellents, you can make that dream a reality. IMOS Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution for your plants, the environment, and you. The repellents are gentle on your garden, but tough on your deer and rabbits, sending them elsewhere to eat. And IMOS Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying after every rainfall or watering. IMOS Garden provides protection that stands the test of time, so you can spend more time enjoying your garden and less time worrying about critter invasions. And, you know, it's available. All of them are available in sprays, cost-saving concentrates. They're not going to hurt anybody. They're just going to repel the animals. So granular, if you like granular, I like granular products if I can get them. Animal repellent for deer, rabbits, groundhogs. That'll dig a big hole. And IMOS Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores all over the Triangle and beyond, like Garden Supply and Apex, Westlake Ace Hardware Stores. Protect your garden today with IMOS Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. IMOS Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. It's 10:45. Boy, we're running through this show quickly, but my goodness, all of the pollen we've had, I think we're pretty much through with the pine pollen. But if you haven't taken your car to be serviced lately, that's something you probably ought to check. Those cabin air filters and the filters for your, the air filter for your engine, too. But I'd get both of those checks. There's so many problems you can have with the pollen, the pine pollen. Now, you can get a spring checkup at King's Auto Service. Do that. Don't put that off because you're driving this vehicle all the time and you don't want it to break down no matter what kind of weather you have. What a bad feeling that is. So preventative maintenance is what Dean Bailey has always preached, and he's the owner. And during the checkup, you can get the AC checked. You've probably already used it, but just make sure that it's in good shape. you really need to run that air conditioning system throughout the year to keep everything lubricated, because there's a lubricant in the actually in the refrigerant. So before it really gets hot, and I think it's going to pretty soon here, get that all checked out. They can check out anything, including those batteries that are so important. And they've really got that down to a science and kind of determining how long they're going to last. And by the way, batteries just don't last. The car don't last as long as they used to, because we have so many electronics in those things. And if you have a hybrid vehicle, get that checked too. They have certified hybrid technicians. They have 150,000 miles is kind of the base point for these big battery packs and hybrids. That's kind of the average time they're going to give out or start giving you problems. Call Kings on Monday. Schedule a courtesy battery analysis. Kings Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. Kings Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Jason, we need to do more for our – okay, we don't need to do anything else for our – except I want to mention Black Cow again. The folks at Black Cow, they one of our early sponsors, one of our first sponsors, along with I Must Garden. And you know, that process helps to repurpose manure. And they really, it is the perfect manure and the perfect compost. So, you know, Black Cow contains 10 times more nutrients and microbes because the way it's been composted. And it helps retain moisture. And we talk about you making compost. And that's a wonderful thing to do in your yard, but you can only make a small amount.
That's right.
Just a small amount of that. And, you know, God love you if you do try that. It gives you a feeling of accomplishment. And your plants will certainly like that, but they'll like Black Cow even more. And you can use a lot more of that, even a top dressing for your lawn, for instance. And lawn, flower beds, vegetable gardens, all get off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website, blackcow.com. All right, Miss Monica, give us a little run-through of things out here, as you do so well.
Well, of course, in our farmer's area right now, you can find still lots of plants and flowers that would probably grow very well with that Black Cow that you were just talking
about.
Yes, ma'am. And there's vegetable plants. There's still a great selection of those. You talk about Gerald being down there with all those different varieties of vegetables. He's had a plethora of varieties this year. You can stop by and get some of those that are very unique. And many of our other vendors have even more vegetable plants, herbs, there's bedding plants, hanging baskets, perennials, shrubbery, fruit trees. The list just goes on and on with all the beautiful plants that are still here. There's even some water lilies I saw the other day that are over there blooming, and so you can get a little bit of anything here that you're looking. As far as the plant world goes, you can definitely find them here. And up through our farmers area, strawberries are still here, peaches, blueberries are all in season right now, and squash, zucchini has been something new we've been seeing over the past week. I was talking to someone the other day, green beans are just around the corner. Right. So.
Oh, good.
Yes, we have garden peas.
We eat a lot of those, and it's it's always the fresh ones are always
they're
the best.
Tender. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I bet they're still bringing in asparagus. I picked a bunch yesterday, and I'm just now thinking I left them in the refrigerator at the farm.
There's still a little bit of asparagus coming in. It's getting a little bit towards the end of that, but we still have a lot of the greens, your lettuce, collards, the pointed head cabbage are always the popular. The new potatoes are coming in now, and
somebody used to call, maybe it was Bernice Osmond, who worked here, used to say pointy head.
Pointy head.
Yep. Pointy head cabbage.
Yep. Some people, there's all different. People ask, you know, do we have the sharp head cabbage or pointy head or there's so many different, everybody has their little.
Well, good, I've heard enough about big head this morning.
So let's
go into pointy head for a while.
Good. And we probably have some big head cabbage down there too. There's some pretty big ones down there.
There you go again.
So, but all the tomatoes we've been talking about, you can find a lot of different varieties down there. The Cherokee Purple, German Johnsons, some of the different heirlooms that they're actually growing in the greenhouses now. One of our vendors has a, or a couple of them actually have a selection of different cherry tomatoes and grape tomatoes, and they let you put together like a little basket of all the different varieties, and they're really good, really a good treat. Like we were talking about earlier, blueberries been a good snack. Those little grape tomatoes are an awesome snack as well. And of course, all through there, we have honey, we have fresh salsa, we have baked goods, jams, jellies, all kinds of canned items, and just so much.
Still,
so much
still apples. I've got.
There are still some apples.
I've got orders from home to pick up the apples for Miss Linda's oatmeal. So
apples for oatmeal.
I've been smelling that kettle corn.
Yes,
oh yeah, I'm starting to. The wind has changed.
Yeah, it did.
It smells so good. And they're up in our craft shed right beside the seafood restaurant, along with the gourmet lemonade folks. There's some the vegan donuts that they have over there, the homemade baskets. And I always tell everybody you can buy one of those homemade baskets and then
go fill it
the
up.
Market and make a wonderful gift for anyone.
Now, are y'all going to build a permanent structure for them? I know y'all were talking about it at one time.
Yeah, at this time, there's no...
There are no plans.
No definite plans upcoming anytime soon.
Okay.
We renovated that a little bit. It's still a work in progress. We've still got some other plans over there we're trying to work through. But
yeah. It's a popular area.
Have you planted anything down in the bottom?
Not yet.
I didn't know y'all had a bottom.
We're going to be doing that soon. Well, out where the cotton field
in the front.
Oh, the cotton field.
The
there. Oh, okay. the bottom land.
We're working on that. Yep. So we actually have a.
That's what y'all used to talk about. It was a bottom land.
Yeah, that was
a firm.
But we're actually in the process of getting that figured out. We do have a. We're going to be later in the fall. We're going to be a pollinator field day site.
Oh, great!
With extension and some of the things that they're doing. And so they've been working on a couple plots down there, working on that.
Yeah.
So a lot of exciting things going on that we'll keep you posted on.
I'm hoping to participate more in some of your events.
Yes.
And one of them.
She had a horse, pig, all kinds of, rooster, had all of that. Can you do that?
That's what
she's got going on.
I can make some farming. I used to be my godchild's show and tell. For kindergarten, I do all the barnyard animals.
You were the entertainment room, so you do any animal calls? Or?
I certainly do.
We may just have to have a weekend gardening show animal contest.
Oh my gosh!
Well, I don't know any.
When is the watermelon? Is that August or July?
And I'll get that date to you guys.
Gotcha.
They don't have the seed spitting contest anymore.
No. I think she's thinking about bringing that back.
I beat Wheelis, Mike Wheelis, at anything. I beat Wheelis in a and Morgan Thomas too when she was on. We had a watermelon seed spitting contest during the morning show of QDR and I won, made them both mad, but it's all in the technique. We were spitting down the hall. I'm glad Mr. Curtis didn't come by there down that long hall, but that's a real art.
It is. Really
seed
is.
Spitting.
Well, Mike, before we get out of time, I've got to do the Cliff Joyner saying of the day here.
Oh, well, God love it. We're going to be back in Nashville next year,
yeah,
by the way.
Well, I loved it. A mother's arms are made of tenderness, and children sleep soundly in them.
I can say,
how about going out for Mother's Day?
I could hear Cliff saying that right now.
Yeah. Now, Victor Hugo said it, but...
Well, I've always thought of Cliff as kind of a Victor Hugo.
Cliff could have done it. He could have done it.
Yeah. He can do anything. He's smart. One of the nicest people I ever met, one of the smartest people. Gave up going to law school to come home to help his daddy run his grocery store.
Yeah. Well, he probably chose the right profession to be a
stockbroker. Yeah, yeah. He says he wished he had gone anyway and learned. He thought it probably would have helped him run the grocery store better. I don't know why, but...
I don't quite get that.
I don't know.
It was cool to watch.
Yeah, at any rate. Monica, the market shop, we didn't even make it up to the market shops. We got Melissa, I know, who's going to get some coffee here from 321 Coffee. We just love that. My church buys it in bulk from them.
Yes.
And so we have it at St. Michael's Episcopal. And
to drink. Job.
We don't sell it.
Great job of what they do.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been checked on them or shop with them, do that. And check out their story on social media or on their website everything they're doing. Just a great group of folks.
Good State College people.
Yes, they are.
Boo you. as people like to say. Good state people. They were students, business majors, and wow, did they come up with something. I bet their professors are proud of them.
Yeah, they've done a great job, and very proud of them, proud to say it. And one of their big starts was here at the State Farmers Market. They were doing the little pop-up. So anybody out there that has a vision or something they want to do, it's always don't give up. You know, out small.
It's Susan and Joe the Bouncer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sure enough. How about that? There, you know, all of our folks are showing up.
It's like our peeps.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the bread, I hate to even bring up the cinnamon bread and the sourdough bread down there because it's so good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Monica, you said something about the blood drive?
Blood drive, yeah.
We've got the blood drive up Monday. The blood connection will be here Monday the 20th from 11 to 2, and they're going to be doing a very special little gift in return if you're able to come out and donate. They're going to have $70 in rewards.
It is sad that people have to be rewarded. I mean, it's enough of a reward.
Right,
but isn't that nice of them to do that? I hope a lot of people will show up because especially O negative, the universal donors need it because, as I mentioned off the air, I heard a doctor say that if they could have whole blood on EMT vehicles and whole blood ready in bulk for people in the hospital, they would save a lot more lives.
Wow.
It really makes a difference. And I'd never heard that before. So,
and you can go online. There'll be a post on our Facebook page where you can book an appointment ahead of time, but they will take walk-ups as well. And it'll be set up over near our market shops area. So you can come out and have a good meal and donate blood.
That's right. You can give blood and eat a loaf of bread.
There you go.
A whole loaf, because that's what I would do.
A lot of good stuff out through our market shops area that you can shop for and enjoy a meal at one of our restaurants.
Yes, Farmers Market Restaurant, the Market Grill, where Rufus has been.
I've been out on the hamburgers, wonderful, but I've been told that the Rufus dog will, if you give blood and eat one immediately, you get double your blood back.
Yeah, it replenishes the system. I don't know if it's the onions or the slaw.
Well, next year this time, I'm looking forward to your new tenants.
Yes,
so
definitely.
It's not Logan's at
Logan.
The garden, huh?
That's
Logan's,
right.
So that'll be fabulous.
Kept that secret for a long time.
2025.
Rufus and I were on the case, but we figured, but.
Yeah, we tried to ease
we
it
tried
out
to ease, yeah, that's right. We tried to ease it out of Monica, but she wouldn't have none of it. I love you all. I really do.
Yes. Well, happy garden,
thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you, Nelson, for coming up here and joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for inviting me.
We love having you. Jeff, thanks for your engineering. Jason, thank you back at the station. Thanks to all of our listeners. Monica, thank you so much for all you do here and for supporting the Weekend Garden.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Wow. We'll see you next week, folks, at Bell's Carpets.